The Indian mining giant Adani is set for a showdown with the Queensland government this week as it tries to lock down approvals for its controversial Carmichael coal mine in the Galilee Basin. Adani has slammed the State Department of Environment and Science as secretive and accused it of shifting the goalpost after it sought more information on the mine's groundwater management plan. That plan was approved by the Federal Environment Minister Melissa Price the day before the federal election was called, but it was later revealed that the CSIRO had unresolved questions about the plan. Lucas Dow is the chief executive of Adani Mining. Lucas Dow, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Now, you're accusing the Queensland Department of Environment of engaging, quote, in a non-transparent additional review process. The department says that's not true, that's false. It just wants updated advice from CSIRO and Geoscience Australia. Are you over-egging this?
No, well, not at all, Fran. So let's put things in context. They received the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia report over a month ago, and it was only on last Friday that they advised us they're undertaking a further suite of reviews, despite having said on the 18th of February of this year that they would not be undertaking an independent review, other than they would in fact use the same review process the federal department had engaged in. So the obvious question is, why hadn't they engaged in that? Why are they going back on their word, and why are they continuing to shift the goalposts?
Well, the department says it's not. It says, quote, it won't seek its own independent scientific review of your groundwater plan. It's going to rely on the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia's advice to the federal government. What's wrong with that?
Well, in fact, we've never had any contention with CSIRO or Geoscience Australia, two of the most preeminent science organisations in Australia. The issue that we've got is the secrecy that sits around this process. The fundamental question is, and we put to them on Friday, well, what questions will we be asking of the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia? And they've simply refused. We wrote to them
again
yesterday.
Why do they need to tell you that? I mean, they're the State Department and they're talking to the scientific agencies. Why do they need to tell you what questions they'll be asking?
Well, Fran, these processes and the finalisation of these plans are an iterative process and are a collaborative process that's done in conjunction with the regulator. So we've worked through, over the last 18 months, through 11 revisions with the Queensland Department of Environment and Science with complete transparency. So the question that now emerges is, why are they unwilling to share that information at this point? What's changed in terms of either the political environment or their respective processes, is they won't share that information.
Well, 2 points about that. In terms of complete transparency, the ABC reported on the 1st of May, so that's 2 weeks ago now, that the state government, the Queensland Environment Department, was going to assess the concerns raised in a joint report by the CSIRO and Geosciences Australia. So that's not news to you. You knew this 2 weeks ago. Well, they were going to look at those reports.
Fran, we've had no advice from the Queensland Department of Environment and Science.
Well, did you ask them after you saw that news report?
Fran, we've been engaging with them consistently, and it's not reasonable that, as a proponent, that you're learning about these things through the media. All we're asking for is a fair go. We're not seeking any special treatment or to be treated any differently. We're just simply seeking to get a fair go and be treated like everyone else.
But we also know today, thanks to an ABC report, which I'm sure you've seen, that the whole process around the federal department, the federal minister signing off on this was very rushed, that CSIRO was pushed to formally accept the federal government's approval of Adani's water plans in a single afternoon. So you say, you know, things should be open and transparent. Well, this was a rushed behind closed doors process, we now see.
Well, Fran, that's a question for the Federal Department of Energy and Environment. We played no part in the approval process. That's a question that you'd have to put to the department and CSIRO and Geoscience Australia.
You know, I'm not suggesting it was to do with you, but do you acknowledge that as we now see this timeline, it was rushed and there was political pressure to grant this approval?
Well, I wouldn't have expected that it was rushed. The reality is that the Federal Department and the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia have been working for some months on reviewing these plans. In addition to that, I understand that the Geoscience Australia and CSIRO also provided written advice to the federal department upon the revisions being made to the plan.
So yeah, that was the rush bit. That was the bit they were asked to do in a few hours' time.
I expect that they're preeminent and reputable science organisations, so I don't expect that they would have put pen to paper unless they were comfortable.
All right, let's go back to the advice itself, because the original advice from CSIRO and Geosciences Australia was that Adani's plan would, quote, not comprehensively address the uncertainty around some of the issues it needed to correct its modelling and methods when it came to groundwater. Have you done that?
So, Fran, there's some of the commitments that we've made within the management plan. So we'll be completing a full review of the water management plan and also the model within the first 2 years, which is one of the recommendations CSIRO, Geoscience Australia put forward, and the federal department passed on to us and we incorporated into the plan.
And some of the local traditional landowners and others are raising questions about that. What good is it, a commitment to rerun the model within 2 years, if it's already done some damage?
Well, I think that's the part that's certainly well understood, that's particularly misunderstood in relation to any potential impacts. And I must stress, any potential impacts are expected that they'd be well into the future. So we've got time and opportunity to be able to put in place the necessary changes, if any, are required. On top of that, I must also point out that the regulators have also got hard stops, so that if any initial impacts are occurring, they've got the ability to be able to intercede and provide the protection. So we've done the homework and the science to ensure that damage won't occur, but in the event that there are some issues, there's also legislation and the regulator's ability to step in.
Given this is such a contested project and has been for some years now, given that it was signed off by the federal minister 2 days before the federal election was called, or perhaps even one day, I'm not quite clear on that now, given that we now see some timelines to show that the CSO at least was pretty rushed in its the request for it to provide a letter of approval, isn't it wise for the State Department, before it gives the tick, to look through everything calmly? And 4 weeks is not long, really, in that process. What is the problem, really?
Well, Farron, I think let's put things in perspective. We've been working for over 18 months to finalise these plans. So if the Queensland Department of Environment and Science had issues, and remembering that their officers have been involved every step of the way, why won't
those issues? They didn't see the revised advice from Geosciences Australian CSIRO before the federal minister signed off on it. The state government hadn't seen that.
No, it's the Queensland Department.
Sorry, Lucas, I'm just losing you there.
Yes, I'm here, Fran.
Yep. Sorry, go on.
Oh, so I have no idea why the Queensland Department of Environment and Science didn't seek out that report earlier. That's a question you'd have to put to them. Again, we are the proponent in this process, and essentially it's up to the regulators to drive the process. The real issue that we've got is that it's been over 18 months, 11 revisions, and we've never shirked the science, and we were very happy for CSIRO and Geoscience Australia to be involved, and our issue is not with their involvement or the Queensland government going to them. It's effectively the process in which the Queensland government continues to engage in terms of finalising these plans. We've seen it with the black-throated finch management plan, where they enacted a so-called independent review for us to only find out post the review that it was led by an individual who in turn leads an organisation chock full of people that oppose our project and oppose coal mining in general.
It's 7:02. Our guest is Lucas Dow, Chief Executive of Adani Mining in Australia. So is Adani threatening to take legal action over delays, anything like that?
Oh, Fran, we've got a number of legal recourses, but clearly that's the last part that we want to enter into. That takes extensive time. So essentially what we want to do now is work with the Queensland Department of Environment and Science and have the Queensland government stop shifting the goalposts on this project so we can get on with delivering thousands of jobs into Queensland, and in particular into regional Queensland, where people are screaming out for jobs.
Well, so do you want to put a time limit on it now? The State Department is going to revise the CSIRO and geoscience reports into the groundwater issue. Do you want to give them a time limit that you think is fair and reasonable at this point?
Well, Fran, we think it's been fair and reasonable to this point. We're desperately seeking them to provide some certainty of process and timing now.
You wouldn't expect that before a federal election on Saturday, would you?
Oh, we're striving to meet with them this week to get further clarity. So, the ball is very much in their court now in terms of providing certainty of process and timing. And, enough's enough. People need to stop playing games with projects like this, because it's not only impacting, our company, but importantly, the thousands of people in regional Queensland that want jobs, and also Australia's reputation for investment.
Just coming up to the news, but can you just tell everyone listening, if it was approved, how quickly the mine would begin?
Friend, yes, we've got people ready and poised to go, so we've got equipment lined up as well, so we won't be wasting a moment once we've got the approvals in hand, because we want to get on with it and start delivering those jobs into Queensland.
So is that days or weeks?
It's got to be days, Fran.
Days. Mm. Lucas Dow, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Have a great day.
Lucas Dow is the Chief Executive of Adani Mining, which hopes to start work on the Carmichael Coal Mine in Queensland within days of getting this approval, as you heard.